please. In the name of Jesus, I say, share some Bible message with us. And then we will pray together on this last day of ISTS. So, as the title shows on the screen, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of the wisdom. Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 9, verse 10. Proverbs chapter 9, verse 10. This is very important. We have to always keep in mind. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the holy is understanding. So that's why this ISTS we spend so many times in memorize the Word of God. The knowledge of the holy is understanding. If we can really take this Bible message back home and keep it in your heart, then we are wise, we are smart, and come up with an attitude of fear the Lord. And then it's the beginning of wisdom. We all live in this time and space, right? So every day, sun rises up at the same duration. And every day just like a routine. Night and day. And we do things and then we sleep. And during this routine, daily life, we always make choice. Like you make selection, you do your choice. So some choices may only affect your next few moments. Just like if you select to go to shopping, you may find something please you and you may become joyful. But this only a few moments only. Or sometimes we may be influenced by some media, like the computer on the TV screen. People will ask you to do some certain choices, right? But that's just a small thing. It's your life. You have to decide. You are going to eat McDonald's, or go to Taco Bell, or go to Jack in Box, right? So this you make choices, but some choices may affect your future even further far. Like you will decide which school, which college you are going to in, right? Or which job you are going to take, or you may select which brother or sister you are going to marry. So they may affect our lifelong, maybe, because this is important about what you are going to do, where you are going to live, and then whom you will live with together for lifelong. But no matter what, it's just in his life. But there is another more important choice you have to make. And they will decide whether we have life or death. So let's turn to Deuteronomy 30. If we can do it, then we make a most wisely choice. Deuteronomy 30. So Deuteronomy 30, verse 19 and 20. Can Brother Ryan, can you read for me 19 and 20?
to like complain a few days, that you make your own map, which the Lord's word to follow, to come back to continue to pray.
Amen. So, this is a very clear message. For He is your life. So, which choice you will take? As verse 19 say, I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life, that both you and your seed may live. This is the most wise choice we have to really take. Because without life, if we lose eternal life, what profit we may get from this world, right? Nothing. Nothing. Nothing can compare with life. So the eternal life is the most important choice we have to really consider. And sometimes we regret to what we have choose. After we make a choice, we may say, oh, if I know this fact earlier, then I would do another choice. Right? But most of the time, it's too late already. So we have to avoid to have this kind of regret. And how are we going to avoid it? We have to have God's wisdom. And the wisdom comes from God. So we have to understand all the wisdom and ability, power come from God. Daniel, let's turn to Daniel chapter 2. Daniel chapter 2. Chapter 2, verse 20. Daniel 2:20. Catherine. Daniel. Amen. Here says, for wisdom and the mind are his. And in Deuteronomy 30, he said, because he is life. So now, wisdom and the mind are his, belong to God. So we have to really understand when we choose God, then we choose life. So, what does it mean that we choose God? We have to come up with a heart of fear the Lord. Fear, the fear of the God to be the foundation, the principle, and then do all the choices. Make every decision based on fear of the Lord. Okay. Because if we make a wrong decision, then it will come out. We will regret of what we have done. But if we make every decision based on I fear the Lord, then we will come out blessing and joy. Because He is life and He is blessing, source of blessing, right? So fear the Lord, the first we have to really understand. Listen and obey to God's word. God's wisdom actually has been spoken in His word and has been recorded in the Bible. So if we obey, listen to God's word and obey it, this is the wisdom already. Just like Adam and Eve, God already told them, if you eat it, then the day you will surely die, right? So this is a death, life and death choices. Unfortunately, Adam, they make a wrong choice. Okay. So let's come up with this today, this society, this so chaos. And When later we can see when people make a wrong decision, when they decide to depart from God, and then what happened? Like in Genesis chapter 3, chapter 4, the seed of Cain, even though they come up with a great achievement in that world, but it come out just empty actually, right? So we have to make a choice to listen and obey God's word. Then we will have eternal life, live forever. And that's why when we come back to home, always remember the Ten Commandments. One of your memory challenges to remember Ten Commandments, right? So Ten Commandments, it make it clear to you. Don't just have a concept, oh, you don't do certain things. But you also have to really understand the meaning, how to apply it. Say, you observe Sabbath. It's the fourth commandment, right? So you observe Sabbath, not just, oh, on Saturday I come to church. No. You have to also understand how to observe it, right? So in Isaiah chapter 58, give us an instruction to clear. We don't speak our own word. Don't follow our own heart. But instead, all relate to God. So this is how we have deepened understand about commandment. So we listen, we obey, and then we do it. God already gave us His promise. If we do it, then He will give us wisdom and understanding. Turn to Deuteronomy chapter 4. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 6. Deuteronomy 4, 6. If we do it, then this is our wisdom. Brother Derek, please read it aloud. Seven. Thank you. In verse 6, you read carefully, keep therefore and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations. We are going back to our daily life routine. You will face your friends, your classmates, whatever, your neighbors. But how will we show people that we have wisdom? We really get the essence in this faith, which is keep and do God's word. And people were amazed about what we just changed. When we do God's word, and then just as the so many testimony we heard, right? When we really put God first and fear the Lord, then our schoolwork become easier. When we put God first, we spend time in the prayer, reading Bible, then our schoolwork. Maybe your grade, your GPA become higher. Because this is God gives wisdom. Wisdom is just sometimes is just like when you answer the question in your test. Right? Sometimes the first time if you answer it, if it's the right answer, then you get it. And in this modern test, most of the time you don't have extra time to go back to re-examine your answer. Sometimes this is just a first, when the first answer you make it, if God help, then you get already. So, The wisdom is, it's not a matter of how much time you spend in your personal work, but how much time you really put in God first. Then God will make up all your lack. So that's called blessing. So we keep it and obey it. But if we don't do it, then there's another opposite, totally opposite consequence. Let's see another example. It's opposite to what, if we hear, we listen, and we obey, then it's wisdom, right? But on the other hand, it's very different. 2 Timothy chapter 3. 2 Timothy chapter 3. Verse 6. 6 and 7. Sister, Sarah, Wong, can you read aloud? Amen. So, this group of the women, the sisters, this is because the Bible says so. Because someone actually they learn a lot but never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. If we don't do it, no matter how much time we spend, then we may end up just like this woman. Learn but cannot get it. And then we waste time already. So we have to listen, keep it, do it. And that will be our wisdom. And this so-called fear of the Lord. The next, we have to make sure we keep ourselves in the church. Because the wisdom of God actually is within the church. Jesus handed on the key of the heavenly kingdom to church. So, this key, the key that which Jesus gave to church is to unlock the knowledge of salvation. So that's why in TJC, when we interpret the truth of salvation, it's very different from what other denominations say, right? But if we go back to the Bible, it's all biblical. Because this comes from the revelation of the Holy Spirit. So we have to understand it. We have to at least have understanding. We need to keep in the church. There is no salvation if you go outside the church. Say you want to study the Bible and pray at home by yourself. Can you come out, really can go to church, to heaven? No way. Because we cannot away from the body of Christ. So we have to make sure we keep in the church. So we will not be influenced by other false teachings. Just like the previous prayer section mentioned about, sometimes the false teaching, the heresies will come out from church, within the true church. So we have to discern it, and we needed to this wisdom. Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 14. Keep ourselves in the church. Make sure we understand it. Ephesians 4:14. Nathan, can you read? Thank you. Here say, we are be no more children, tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and the cunning flatness whereby they lie in wait to deceive. So many deceiving words may come out. But if we really have this determination, there is no wisdom, no salvation outside the church. So if we really do it, have this mindset in our heart always, then we will really stand firm. And furthermore, with defense for the truth. And the fear of the Lord, we also come out with the good characteristic, right? We will definitely show others that we really, we are different. We are the workmanship of God. So, because we belong to the King. In the hymns, we say we belong to King. And we are very special to this world. So we have to keep ourselves holy, separate ourselves from this. This is called this word will eventually lead us into destruction. We have to understand this. So no matter how many I products come out, it's iPhone, then iPad, you will see in the next 2 years there are so many new things out. But all these new products will lead us into destruction. Always keep in mind. Don't be deceived. And we have to really understand ourselves, our identity. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. Listen to this verse. We are His workmanship. That's why we already spent so many times in the church learning His word. Then we must make this effort become alive and really change ourselves. Verse 10, same, please pray. Thank you. We are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good work, which God has before ordained that we should walk in them. We are God's workmanship. Okay. So, you know who you are, right? You know your identity. So, let's work together. And in a prayer, ask this wisdom, fear of the Lord. Remember the book of James. If you consider your lack of wisdom, what are you going to do? Huh? Pray, yes. Ask. So James chapter 1 verse 5. If anyone lack of wisdom, then let him ask, pray to the Lord. And the wisdom from above will come out all the good virtue, and will really be transformed. Let's turn to James chapter 3. James 3:17. Wisdom. 17 and 18. Can Sister Jasmine, can you read? The wisdom that is from above is pure, then peaceful, gentle, easy to be entreated, full of mercy and the good fruit, without partiality and without hypocrisy. So, this wisdom, fear of the Lord, is the beginning of wisdom. So let's make a determination and make a wise choice. The Lord, God is life. God is wisdom and understanding. The might all come from God. If we can take those message home and practice it in your life, then we will become mature soldier of God and be ready to fight a good fight. Okay. So let's come forward together and pray. Ask our Lord, grant us power. Let's pray together.